This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of a Llano Estacado to the borderlands of a Chihuahuan desert. Established in 1962, the National Natural Landmarks Program each year designates a handful of sites in public or private ownership that embody the best of the nation's natural heritage, and the newest landmark is a West Texas property. Located in Terrell County, northeast of Sanderson, the Nature Conservancy's Independence Creek Preserve encompasses 20,000 acres of limestone hills and canyons, but the heart of the preserve is its spring-fed stream. Independence Creek is a singular oasis on the desert plains, and it plays an outsized role in our region's ecology. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
There's no management requirements of participation in the National Natural Landmarks Program. There's no restrictions. It's really a designation just to say that this is a special place and it has nationally significant natural features that are worthy of conserving.
That's Leo Acosta of the National Park Service. He spearheads the Landmarks Program in the Great Plains region. Independence Creek was recognized as a potential landmark in the 70s, he says, but the ensuing years have only underscored its importance. Desert springs are always precious, and Independence Creek is fed by a network of such springs, including Caroline Spring, which produces more than 3,000 gallons a minute. When those crystalline waters enter the Pecos River, they increase the river's flow by more than 40%. The Pecos is a beleaguered, if storied, stream. By improving water quality and quantity in the lower Pecos, Independence Creek helps sustain a host of vulnerable creatures, from endangered mussels to native fish like the proserpine shiner, the Rio Grande darter, and the headwater catfish. The Nature Conservancy of Texas recognized the creek's significance in the 80s and acquired the preserve in two tracts in 2000 and 2001. The proposal for landmark designation came as affirmation of the preserve's profound value, says Conservancy Stewardship Director Dan Snodgrass.
The uniqueness of Caroline Spring and then the other spring complexes in the area just really are unbelievable, and the amount of water it provides to the lower Pecos and endangered species that live there, you know, it's just way up there high on the list of truly special places in Texas.
With the Conservancy on board, the Park Service contracted with a group of independent experts who confirmed the preserve's scientific importance. The National Natural Landmarks Committee reviewed those findings and sent the proposal to the National Park Service Advisory Board for approval. Finally, on July 30th, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced the landmark designation.
Mainly, it's an honor to be a recipient. It's an honor to be able to talk about it, talk about the uniqueness, the scientific importance of it, and the research that goes on.
The designation celebrates the preserve's critical role not only for aquatic creatures, but for other forms of life, from venerable oak trees to rare birds like the black-capped vireo. And contemporary people certainly aren't the first to honor this oasis. The canyonlands around the lower Pecos contain stunning prehistoric murals, and the preserve abounds in rock art and other ancient cultural sites. It's also a hub for science. There's research on West Texas wildlife and on Independence Creek itself. Groundwater is inherently mysterious, but hydrologists are working to locate the recharge zone for the springs. Identifying those sources could help safeguard the oasis. The landmark designation doesn't change the preserve's status as private property, but Snodgrass says there are volunteer opportunities here, and the Conservancy hosts occasional open events. To visit Independence Creek is to encounter one of West Texas' hidden lifelines. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.